From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Hurricane Irma is leaving devastation in its path through the Caribbean. The center of powerful Hurricane Irma passed just north of Puerto Rico overnight and was set to go through the waters near the Dominican Republic and Haiti later Thursday, while hitting all three with its powerful winds and rain. By Thursday night, the U.S. National Hurricane Center expects the storm to be closing in on the Turks and Caicos and the southern Bahamas. Irma killed at least one person in Barbuda, where the Prime Minister, Gaston Brown, said he had never seen so much devastation.
I have to admit that I'm now the bearer of bad news in that I journeyed to Barbuda this afternoon. And what I saw was heart-wrenching. I mean, absolutely devastating. In fact, I believe that on a per capita basis, the extent of the destruction in Barbuda is unprecedented.
Barbuda also faces the potential of being hit by another hurricane later this week. However, it is Irma, the massive storm seen from space, continuing to demand attention, killing at least six people in St. Martin. Forecasters expect Irma to remain a very strong storm for the next few days, with maximum sustained winds of 295 kilometers per hour. About a million people are without power in Puerto Rico. The head of the power company on the U.S. territory said it could be 4 to 6 months before service is totally restored. In the southeastern U.S. state of Florida, there are long lines for limited gas and for supplies at the grocery stores, while authorities are urging people to leave certain areas before it is too late. This is VOA News. The Senate is nearly doubling the initial Harvey aid package. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's midnight move added $7.4 billion in community development block grant funds to a House-passed $7.9 billion measure, providing an emergency replenishment for disaster aid coffers. The additional Senate money is to jumpstart rebuilding efforts. The block grant money is more flexible and can cover costs the Federal Emergency Management Agency cannot. A vote could come as early as Thursday. The House passed the Harvey aid package on Wednesday by an overwhelming vote. President Donald Trump agreed to link it to an increase through December 8th in the government's so-called debt limit, as well as a stopgap government-wide funding bill. U.S. congressional leaders are embracing President Trump's challenge to pass legislation addressing the legal status of nearly 800,000 undocumented immigrants who were brought to the United States as children. VOA's Michael Bowman reports Trump rescinded an executive order that allowed the youths to work and study without fear of deportation and gave Congress 6 months to enact a permanent solution to their plight.
The Trump administration says ending DACA allows Congress to replace a legally suspect executive order with something far more durable, a federal law.
I have a love for these people, and hopefully now Congress will be able to help them and do it properly.
Democrats are demanding prompt votes, but powerful Republicans say they will only consider the DREAM Act if U.S. border security is strengthened. Some Democrats say they are open to tougher enforcement short of the U.S.-Mexico border wall favored by the president. President Trump tweeted that if Congress fails to act, he, in his words, will revisit the issue. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
President Trump overruled congressional Republicans and his own Treasury Secretary to cut a deal with Democrats to keep the government operating and raise America's debt limit. The immediate goal was ensuring money for hurricane relief, but in the process, the president brazenly rolled his own party's leaders. In a deal-making mode, Trump sided Wednesday with the Democratic leaders, Chuck and Nancy, as he amiably referred later to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi, as they pushed for the three-month deal. The deal had the effect of brushing aside the urgings of Republican leaders and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin for a much longer extension to the debt limit. Republicans want that longer allowance to avoid having to take another vote on the politically toxic issue before congressional elections.
That's the latest world news from VOA.